أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, chapter Qasas, and in these couple of programs, we'll have a look at the 62nd, 63rd, and 64th verses of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to these verses, and we'll be back with our discussion.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
And warn of the day he will call them and say, where are my partners which you used to claim?
قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَاهُمْ كَمَا غَوَيْنَا تَبَرَّأْنَا إِلَيْكَ مَا كَانُوا إِيَّانَا يَعْبُدُونَ.
Those upon whom the word will have come into effect will say, our Lord, these are the ones we led to error. We led them to error just as we were in error. We declare our dissociation from them to you. They did not use to worship us.
وَقِيلَ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ.
And it will be said, invoke your partners, and they will invoke them. But they will not respond to them, and they will see the punishment. If only they had followed guidance.
So, dear listeners, regarding these verses, we said that the Holy Quran is depicting a picture and scene of resurrection for these pagans. And the picture is being illustrated in a way that its consideration even brings horror and causes the body of the people to shake. Now, the 62nd verse says that on that day, he will call them and say, where are my associates whom you were asserting? The Almighty Allah asked this question, but this question is not a kind of question that needs answer. It is a kind of reprimanding question. It is a question of punishment and reproach. But the answer is from a third group who will speak. And this verse says that those against whom the sentence has been confirmed, they say, our Lord, these are they whom we led astray. We led them astray as we were astray ourselves. So these are the ones that they will negate. Such people such as Pharaoh, such as Nimrud and Satan's will negate even aberration from themselves. And they are the ones who claim implicitly that the worshippers followed them with their own accord, on their own. But on that day, this kind of negation will not be heard. On that day, this excuse will not be accepted. And it is like just like the kinds of crimes we see in this world. The people who are captured, the group of people who gather together to commit a crime, if they're captured, they attend in the court and they hate to say that they were in charge. They always charge each other and they put fault on the neck of one another. And this is the fate of the criminals and astray ones in this world, but the next one as well. Also, in Surah Ibrahim, the verse 22nd, we see that on the day of hereafter, Satan will say to his followers, and I did not have any authority over you except that I called you and you responded me. Therefore, do not blame me, but blame yourselves. This is what Satan will do on the day of hereafter.
قال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هؤلاء الذين أغوينا أغويناهم كما تبرأنا إليك ما كانوا إيانا يعبدون.
So, dear listeners, in these couple of verses, the Almighty Allah is illustrating this scene of resurrection. And concerning pagans, in other verses of the Holy Quran, we have this fact that on that day when they are actually captured, they have nowhere else to run. They know that they have nothing else to bring. In Surah As-Saffat, we recite that they will conflict with each other and everyone will count another as guilty one. But those whose work is temptation will explicitly reply them, nor had we any authority over you, and it was you who were a people in obstinate rebellion. However, after that they will be a question about their objects of worship, and they will remain impotent to answer. Their situation is explained by the verse, and it says, وَقِيلَ دْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ. And it will be said unto them, call your associate gods. They are told to call their gods to help them out, but they actually, who know their objects of worship, cannot do anything for them as a result of the intense horror, and that they find nothing to help them, or because of obeying the command of Allah, it could be, who wants to disgrace such pagans and their astray objects of worship before the public, they will go to their gods and ask them for help. This is what they actually will do. But it is clear that they will not answer them. And at this time, they will see the chastisement of Allah by their own eyes, and they gain nothing but failure and disgrace, because the only way of salvation is faith and righteous deeds, which they do not have in that time. So the verse says, so they will call upon them, فَدَعَوْهُمْ, but they will not answer them. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. Why? Because they do not have anything to answer. Because they do not have any rightful claim to bring. And they will see the punishment. وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ. And they would wish that they had been guided aright. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ. But this is not the right time to be guided, because they have had the chance to be guided in this world. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.